Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Heavenly bodies. Do you remember those ads? Those ads are always so weird.
Heavenly bodies.
Yeah. It was like a pseudo strip club in Chicago. Yeah. It would just be like, prepare to have your mind blown. And then just a lady would come in and whisper, heavenly bodies. Full. It'd be, and then it would cut to another lady like, all access bar. Heavenly bodies. I drove by it when I was like 25 and it was like the middle of the day. I'm like, I kind of want to go and check out what this hype has been about for years.
So. I do remember bodies. Like the hot bod. I like your bod. Hot man bod. Hot bod fragrance sprays. Do you remember those? Hot bod. I like your bod.
I do remember that. I was thinking actually today, what... And you guys maybe can take a minute. What is one ad that has always stuck with you for no real reason? Because I have my answer. It was like one commercial. It could be radio. It could be TV. Ooh. The one you think about, and the one that always comes to mind for me, is there was ads for years. I don't know if they still do these, but it was basically Visit Florida ads.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember those.
And there was one where everybody's laying on the beach, and one cloud goes over the sun for like, 3 seconds, everybody like looks up, and then the cloud goes away, and then it cuts to somebody being like, oh, the weather was so much nicer yesterday. It's like, visit Florida, it's always sunny here, or something like that. And I just always remember that. I'm like, I hated everything about that. Like, I've been to Florida, there's clouds in the sky, yeah. And no one complains.
Yeah, it rains almost every day.
Yeah,
seriously. Oh, I have one.
What's that?
Do you remember this one? Austin, you wouldn't know this because it's Chicago. Bob Roorman.
Oh, I love Bob Roorman commercials.
And they will talk like this. But then Bob Roorman
Wait, what did Bob Roorman, what was it
Roorman.
For?
Roorman.
Bob Roorman had a car. Mm-hmm. He was a car salesman.
Okay.
I'm trying to think what, it was a Bob Roorman.
He always had a bunch of, was he the one who also like would dress up and then he would post his bloopers as his commercials
too? I think that was him.
Yep.
Yes.
I was a big Bob Roorman guy.
Yeah, you were.
That was my Chicago accent coming up.
big Bob
Roorman. Big Bob Roorman gay.
Yeah, Bob Roorman.
Bob Roorman at the Jewels.
The Jewels.
I didn't realize. I think I've talked about this. I didn't realize I had a Chicago accent until I moved to DC.
Yeah.
And somebody, I like the thing where my accent comes out. It's Chicago.
Chicago.
So people would be like, "Oh, where are you from?" And I'd be like, "Chicago." And then somebody behind my coworker,
you actually say Chicago?
Chicago. Yeah, it just comes
really?
Out like that.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I say it like that.
Chicago.
Chicago.
It's the A. The
Chicago.
A.
Chicago.
Do I say it okay? Chicago.
Yeah.
You say it normal.
Do you think, how long do you think it'll take for me to live here to before I start sounding
You'll
Chicago?
Never say it because there's only, I'd say only maybe 50% of the population really has a heavy Chicago accent.
We used to get a caller at the station I used to work for in D.C., the The woman's name was Patty in Michigan, and she had the most Midwestern accent I've ever heard. Every time I picked up, hey, it's Patty. Hey, Patty.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
you sound like all my
it's
aunts.
Patty.
The only time I would get called out on the Chicago accent is when, don't ask me why or what I was talking about when I said this word, but when I would talk about bras.
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 Okay.
Bras.
I just bought a new bra the other day. Bra. Yeah.
Would you talk about bras regularly?
Well, with my girlfriends or whatever, you know, or something like that. Or, you know, like you'd be talking about Victoria's Secret. You'd get the magazine in the mail and you'd be like, did you see that new bra?
Bra.
Bra.
What's up, bra?
Bra.
You know?
Yeah, see, I lived in Southern California for a bit. A lot of people said bra out there.
Bra. But you said bra.
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 What's that, bra? Bra. 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 Bro, get you. Bro, you catch those swells this morning? Bro, 25-foot swells. Sick, bro.
Did you surf when you were in California?
No, I did not. I didn't even try. I don't think I would be good at it. Have you ever, like, just not tried something because you just think, yeah, I'm not going to be good at that?
Every day of my life.
All the time.
Yeah. Most things, yeah.
Almost everything.
Yeah, it's just like, I'm not going to be good at that, so I'm not even going to try.
Yeah.
Well, there's just certain things. It's like, why? Why am I going to put myself through something that I'm not going to be good at?
Right.
And then I'm just going to get like frustrated by it.
Right.
Like,
surfing is one of those things for me, which don't get me wrong. I love surfing. Mm-hmm. I read a whole book about this, the guy, Garrett McNamara, who surfed the world's biggest wave ever.
Oh.
Yeah. It was his autobiography. Why? It got sent to our station and I just like, I'll read a book about surfing. So I read it. And I don't even like read that much, which is weird.
Yeah.
But I got weirdly into surfing. I started watching like surfing videos on YouTube and I got into it.
It's kind of weird that you never tried it.
Yeah, but I'm not going to try it.
I don't want to fall. That sounds like it sucks.
I'm not going to go to the trouble of trying to stand up on a surfboard.
Have you ever tried to like boogie board?
I've done boogie boarding before. Yeah, boogie boarding's fun.
Yeah, I can't get up. I can't really do that either. It's okay.
I think because I can't get up on a boogie board. It's like
you're up the whole time.
Yeah, it's like you don't even have to do anything on the boogie board. You let the boogie board do the work.
What's the other one? Like the board. It's another board that you can sort of stand
wakeboard?
Up on.
No, that's different.
Yeah, wakeboard is like for on lakes and stuff.
Yeah, not that one.
On the ocean, like on waves?
On waves. Yeah, you can stand
there's
up
like
on
a longboard.
Yeah, like a longboard.
Longboard is basically just like a longer surfboard.
Right.
And it's the thing with a longboard is like you try and hang 10. It's where you walk to the front of the board and you put your toes over the edge. That's hanging 10.
I didn't know that's what hanging 10 was.
Yeah.
I didn't either. That's I knew that was a big surfing thing because wasn't there a symbol for hanging 10 or something?
That's hang loose.
I thought it was hanging loose too.
Yeah, hang loose is with the thumb and the pinky.
Melissa and I were so Midwestern.
I know.
Hang 10 with the...
Well, here, look, we're teaching each other. I'm teaching you guys random things about surfing. Which I'm not even like a surfing expert. And then you guys are teaching me about Bob Roarman.
Bob Roarman.
There was a Hang 10 clothing line.
Hang? No.
I think was so. It? Yeah.
Yeah, you'd put 10 like clothes
Quicksilver.
On a clothing
it was
line.
A brand.
Ocean Pacific. Do you guys ever?
Ocean Pacific. I used to have Ocean Pacific t-shirts. Oh my gosh.
What was one ad that stuck with you? Did you have one, Austin?
I'm trying to think. If you're like, hey, think of a random commercial, I think of like the Burger King Whopper commercial where it's like, hey man, you want a Whopper? You want to play football? He's like, I can't, man. I got these tiny hands.
Someone referenced that recently on TV.
I don't know why it is like in my brain, but that's it is.
Funny. Somebody recently referenced that on TV where they're like, what am I, like the Burger King guy with small hands? And I was like, my God, I haven't heard that reference in so long. It was so good.
There's a Hang 10 clothing line.
Yeah.
Oh, and they used to have stores and malls.
Yes.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Hang 10.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well done. how many stores in the mall can you name? Go. Like from
like
back
current
in the day.
Or
no,
old.
No, no. Back in the day.
Okay.
Go.
Carson Perry Scott.
Aeropostale.
J.C. Penney.
What was that first one?
Carson Perry Scott. That's a Chicago.
Oh, jeez,
and
you guys.
Indiana.
This is such a Chicago episode.
Spencer's.
Spencer's is a good one. Bed, Bath, and Beyond.
No, that's not in stores or in malls. That's
that was
the
always in the
store.
Mall. That I
no,
was
No, you're
in.
Thinking of Bath and Body Works.
Bath and Body.
Oh, Bath and Body Works, yeah. Albert's Jewelers. It's also local.
Jeez, quit naming it. All right, worldwide.
Auntie Anne's,
nice. That's which good. I always call it Auntie Anne's for whatever reason. Amaro always makes
Gap
mad at me.
Sbarro's was also always at a mall.
Right. Abercrombie Fitch.
What about Great American Cookie Company? Is that in
I remember
here?
That.
Forever 21.
Nice. Dave and Barry's.
Nice.
That was a hot minute.
Aeropostale.
Already named it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody's not listening anymore.
Oh, Victoria's Secret.
Ooh, Stride Right.
Oh, Finish Line.
Nice.
Finish Line's a good one.
Foot Locker for kids.
Okay.
American Eagle.
Yes.
Good.
Aerie, which is the American Eagle for girls' panties.
What's that kid clothing line? The kids one.
Gap Kids.
No, it's like a baby.
Oh. There was a slide in it. There was a slide in the store, and I always wanted to go in it as a kid. Oh, gosh.
It's on the... Oh, dang it.
Kids clothing store.
It's on the tip of my tongue. Shoot.
KB Toys. That was a place.
Five Below. That's so current. H&M?
H&M, nice.
Are you thinking of the children's place?
No.
That is one, though.
That is
but
one.
No, there's a cheaper... Oh, Carter's.
Carter's. Not what I was thinking of.
It's not what you were thinking of?
No. What was the name of the one I was thinking of? Used to have a...
It's not the children's place you said.
Oh, what's the pretzel place?
Auntie Anne's? Are you thinking of Wetzel's Pretzels?
Oh, Wetzel's.
Wetzel's Pretzels.
Wetzel's is a... Hat World or Lids.
Ooh, good Lids. I'm a big Lids guy too.
I'm a big Lids guy too.
We used to go to the mall kind of a lot in D.C. because there was like a big mall that we'd go to. Not the National Mall. That's actually just a plot of land, but...
The National Mall. Yeah, well, I was real disappointed. We did our like school trip up to D.C. and we went to the National Mall and I was like, where's the
Wetzel's Pretzels?
Yeah, I was like hoping to go to the food court.
Sam Goody?
Go to TCBY.
Oh, Sam Goody. What were some of the big ones that closed? Like Sears?
Sears. Oh, Donzo's.
Sears.
Well, any of the Sam Goody. Did you say Sam Goody?
I just said Sam Goody.
Yeah, all of the like vintage like CD stores.
Mm-hmm.
Orange Julius.
Nice.
There you go. Well, you're looking them up, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're Googling them.
What are you talking about?
You're cheating.
Yeah, that's what a...
Theater of the mind for one time for me, guys.
But that's not the game.
Theater of the mind.
You're looking
mind?
Them up too, Austin.
No, I'm looking up that name of that kid's store. I can't think of it. It had a slide in it, and I was like, oh, man, I always wanted to go in there. Even when I was like a little too old to shop there,
yeah.
I still wanted to go in and just go down that slide.
Nothing wrong with that, my man.
Do you guys remember Ruby Tuesdays?
Oh, remember, I worked there.
You worked at a Ruby Tuesdays?
Oh, yeah.
Which country star did you work with? Because that's how all your stories end.
That was one with Thomas Rhett. Yeah.
Life changes,
you know.
We
were waiters together, you know? No, what was, did you guys say Journeys?
No.
Oh, I remember Journeys.
Journeys was like...
That one's not ringing a bell.
I feel like the mall...
That's because you never wore Airwalks.
I feel like the mall...
Your Airwalks? The shoes? The Vans? Vans, Airwalks?
I wore Vans.
Soaps? Do you ever wear soap? Do you ever get into skating, Kyle? Do you ever have a skating phase?
I liked a rollerblade because of the movie Brink.
Yes, dude. I was a rollerblader.
I was blades for life. We did have skateboards because my brothers had them and... I maybe was on them a couple times, but it was never like, hey, I'm going to go board today.
I was also a
big Rocket Power guy.
Nice, great cartoon. I approached my skating phase the same way I approached my surfing phase, where it's like, I'll like get everything around it and I'll like get into it
mm-hmm.
without actually getting into it. Like, without actually taking the time to learn how to do, like, I was big into BMX and... rollerblading, and then I was just like, but I don't want to do all the tricks. I didn't want to hurt myself. And
yeah, the first time you fall, it's like, I don't.
Why do people do this over and over again? So
daredevils.
Yeah, but I would get like the Airwalks, and I would get the Vans, and I would get the stickers for my backpack, Journey's always had a handprint sticker that you could go in, and we would always just walk into Journey's and be like, "Hey, can we get a sticker?" And always like, and you would try and collect all the stickers that they had.
Okay.
Yeah. Fun fact.
I feel like my generation just missed malls.
Are you not a mall guy?
I'm not. Like, I remember I went like as a like early middle school.
Oh man, this
like
is so
eighth
sad.
Grade was I remember like it, but then like in high school that wasn't the thing. I would go to the mall like around Christmas, and yeah. like that would be the thing of like, oh, which friend would you see yeah. in the mall?
At malls were right. great though. They used to be
malls
great.
Were the best.
They used, yeah, they were awesome.
Part of me wishes they would just come back just so like younger yeah. generations can experience them.
Totally.
You know, like same thing with video stores.
Yeah.
Because oh, like there's no better feeling than going in on store. A Friday night and being like
going through all the videos. This,
we're renting a movie tonight.
And yeah, it was like the disappointment of like not finding one that you want.
Yeah. The one that you want is that they're all gone.
Out of stock.
Everybody's
yeah.
already
yeah.
rented them, and you're like, oh,
or,
dang it.
Or the feeling of grabbing the last one. That's
yeah.
on stock.
Oh, yeah. Well, like you'd walk around the store with it because yeah. you're like, I'm not sure if I want this one, but we used to do that with video games. I used to, yeah. You're I remember right. my dad one time, because we kept saying we wanted like a Dreamcast system for the for Christmas.
Great console.
And so months before, he went to Blockbuster and rented a Dreamcast because he's like, I want to make sure you guys actually like this. And it was best idea you've ever had.
That's smart.
I know.
That's really smart. Yeah, because I always wanted to rent a video game console, but my parents never would let me.
Yeah, well, the one time we did, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Was it that expensive? I got it.
Yeah, see,
it
I
was,
don't know. How much?
I would have no idea.
When was the last time you remember going to a video store? I know mine.
You know what's sad?
The very last one? Oh, I think I actually do remember.
Oh, wait, really? See, I was going to say, like, the last time you went into a video store, you probably didn't realize this will be the last time I ever go to a video store.
No, I was doing
which is so depressing.
I was yeah. doing a film class at, I was going to Elgin Community College at the time. I was doing not called that. But I was in a film class during the summer, and there was, like, a couple times I had to go rent movies. And that summer, I went to Blockbuster a couple times.
Really?
And that was
and it was like still holding on strong?
Year would have that been?
That would have been 2010.
That's about the last time I was in one then. Maybe 2009?
Yeah.
Right.
That
I was
when
Blockbuster
it was like,
in the city.
Definitely like you could tell. Like,
well,
maybe,
2010, like Blockbuster started going into like the kiosk business mm-hmm. and started having like Redbox type kiosks. Because
yeah.
remember like kiosks. It's not just Netflix that killed Blockbuster. It was Redbox.
Redbox kind of took on strong. In college, my buddies would always just do a quick Redbox.
Because you could rent for a dollar a day.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like so cheap, it's unheard of. And then Blockbuster started matching those prices. But Redboxes were everywhere. They were outside of like convenience stores. And
yeah. I also feel like that was that DVD time or was that still... When did VHS stop and go like,
oh, VHS
DVD?
Stopped.
That was like,
VHS
I don't
stopped,
thousands.
I think, in early 2000s.
Early 2000s, yeah.
Early
2000s? Early 2000s. Yeah, because...
I don't remember.
Really, by the time I was in high school, and definitely by the time I was in college, there were no VHSs
yeah.
anywhere.
They I can't were, remember the last time.
They were gone.
Remember when everybody started also going to CDs, and then people would have the CD players, and if you were really fancy, you had the CD player with five CDs in
yes.
it.
Yes, oh yeah.
So it could alternate
could,
the CDs
your, either
around
your stereo
it.
Or like in the trunk of your car, you
yes.
had a six-disc CD
yes.
changer.
Yes, yes.
My dad used to get those. My dad was always like big, kind of like me, very big tech guy.
Yeah.
Always wanted to be on the forefront of like new technology.
mm-hmm.
And so he would have the six-disc CD changer in the back in the trunk of his car, which was kind of annoying. I never understood that because you'd have to like go into the trunk to change out the CDs, and then at one point eventually it moved to underneath his seat.
Mm.
He had the six disc changer underneath his the passenger seat, and that was, man, what a time to be alive. I remember in high school my first car didn't have a CD player at first.
Mm-hmm.
It just had a cassette player, and so you'd have to do the cassette player to the with the cord attached
yeah.
to it.
Yeah,
and you would plug it into your
yeah,
CD
I remember,
player.
Yeah,
and you'd have to have like your CD player adjacent.
Do you remember your parents having like the first block car phone?
My dad had one. I remember that.
Right?
Yeah, my dad
But he never used it, or I never saw him use it. So I was like, what's the point?
Oh, my parents used it all the time. And I would use it. Like, I would call them a lot on their, like, if they if I knew they were in their car, I would call their car phone all the time.
Because I remember for a very short time seeing it, and it was like a block.
Yeah.
It was like this big, and it looked like a block with like an antenna on it or something. It was so weird. And they didn't last, I don't feel like they didn't last that long before they started making them smaller. And
I
want to
know how those worked. Like, because like, keep in mind, this was the time before cell phones.
Yeah, exactly. It was the start of them.
Yeah. So it was like, I was like, I never understood that. I was like, there's no cord attached to the car. While it drives. Like, how is this even working?
I think
that
was the antenna or something. It was really weird.
Yeah. I think they, yeah, there was an antenna attached to the car, but it was just, that thought blew my mind because there was no such thing as cell phones. And I was just like.
What was your first cell phone?
Ooh, a Nokia.
I feel like I had the Nokia as
well. It was the classic, like with the antenna.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I think I had that one too.
You could change out the faceplates.
Yeah.
From mall kiosks.
Nice.
And then I remember I thought I was super cool when I got a red Razor.
I was going to say, I bet you had a Razor.
Oh, you were a total Razor girl.
I had a red Razor, and I remember thinking I was like the bomb with the Razor.
I had a phone that was, it was one of my favorite phones. It was, no joke, it was like this tall. It was like, which is great for podcasting. Smaller than the palm of my hand.
Uh-huh.
And it was two-sided. It had a screen on both sides.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was like a part MP3 player, part like phone. And I was just like, this is incredible technology. And then I think that was my last phone before I got an iPhone. And then it was no looking back.
Did you guys ever have the little Apple iPod?
iPod?
An
Did you
iPod?
Ever have an iPod?
Oh, yeah.
Right? I loved
one. Oh, everyone had an iPod.
I held on to that iPod as long as I could.
I still have mine.
Yeah, I still got the Shuffle somewhere.
I have the Shuffle, too.
iPod.
Yeah.
Great for running. Not to brag.
Really?
Yeah, I loved running with my iPod.
Oh. Sick humble brag.
Just love to work out, man.
Yeah, it's like, it's great for like lifting like really heavy weights.
Have you ever,
I would know because I do
you
it
can
every
lift
day.
Light weights with it, but it just doesn't get the same feel
every
as
day
heavy
after the
weights.
Show. I always grab my iPod to go hit the gym.
You know, the Shuffle.
And then sometimes I'll even continue listening while I drink my protein shake after a good lift.
Sounds like me over there.
Are there two Kyles?
Oh my gosh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Kobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.